every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever and how to receive from God and how the kingdom of God operates, because your Father loves you and wants you to receive from Him. Now, there is a particular way that He does it, and you do not have to earn it, but you do have to follow along with it. And remember, we've got a free offer going on. If you contact the ministry right now, our partners make it possible. We're going to send you a free message. But in addition, that kind of explains some things that will be a tremendous encouragement to you. But we also have all of the things that we've covered so far at KurtOwen.com. We have them on our podcasts. We have them on videos. There's all different sorts of ways you can receive it. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm going to ask you to stop right now, write a review, and then share this podcast, okay? If you're watching on YouTube, click whatever you need to do. If you haven't heard any of these things, please go to KurtOwen.com and listen to them over and over. But we're going to talk about how you can receive from God. Now, Jesus begins to explain how the kingdom of God operates in Mark chapter 4. Verse 13, he says, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" And then he says, "The sower sows the word." When God wants to change your life, He sows the word. But then you have to receive that word. I'll probably talk about this later on, but the way to get to 30, 60, and 100 fold is to properly cultivate the ground. It's not the seeds that's the problem. It's how much cultivation you allow. It's how much you allow the word to work on the inside of you. So we've already talked about the first two grounds in 15, 16, 17, right? And if you've missed those, you need those. What I'm saying today is important, but you need to go back. It's in context. Verse 18 is where we're at right now. Now, these are the ones sown among thorns, and these are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, chokes the word, and it becomes unfruitful. We saw where Jesus said that you should not worry about anything, right? Nothing that pertains to your life. It's all been taken care of. But you need to seek first the kingdom of God. We saw where Jesus said there's only one thing needful, right? And that was to sit at His feet and hear His word. Why is that? Well, because of the parable of the sower. That's the reason the parable of the sower is so important. It explains to you why that's so. Because the word sown into you and into your heart will produce a harvest 30, 60, and 100 fold. Now, we started talking about this, about, well, why? How can I just not have a care? Okay, let's explain it. Now, again, I want to go back. We've looked at it a couple different ways. In Matthew 6, where he says, don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. He tells you why, right? But if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You won't have to worry about any of these things. But he gets a little bit more in depth here in 1 Peter chapter 5. And he says this, we'll start in verse 5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to you elders. Yes, and all you, be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Let's just stop right there. This is another reason. Well, let me go on. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. How? Casting all of your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Okay, so let's just get this straight, because this is important. When you're worrying, you're in pride. And pride stops the grace of God. It's the only thing that I know. And by the way, this scripture doesn't say God resists everybody but his proud kids. It says he resists the proud. If you are worrying, you are in pride. And if you're in pride, you have stopped the grace of God in your life. Why? Because you think it's up to you. You're trusting you. And besides that, what is it getting you? What is the worry getting you? Let me kind of give you this illustration, okay? Let's say you come to work at the offices of Curdoan Ministries, okay? We have, we still have lots of filing cabinets, okay? And so I tell you I need a piece of paper, okay? And our offices are at our church in Port St. Lucie, and so I tell you I need a piece of paper, and I think it's in that filing cabinet over there. Now, it's a four-drawer filing cabinet. It's a big filing cabinet. It is packed full of papers. And so you go in, and when you first go to the filing cabinet, you're being quick about it, right? You're just flipping through, looking at the little tabs that tell you what's in each folder, right? And so you go through it, first drawer, second drawer, third drawer, fourth drawer. You don't see it. So you start again, right? And this time you're slower about it. Instead of just flipping through, it's individually. You make sure you're seeing every tab individually. You pull, look at it, turn it. Look at the next one, turn it. Look at the next one, turn it. Look at the next one, turn it. You do that, all four drawers. Still don't find it. Okay, so now you're not just flipping through them fast. You're not just individually looking at them. Now you're actually pulling out each. You pull out the folder. You look at the folder title, but the folder title could be wrong. So now you open up each individual folder, and you flip through every sheet of paper individually. Okay? You do that through every file folder in the cabinet. Well, it's lunchtime now, right? And so you take a break. You go grab some lunch. You go through, and you come back. You do the rest of the folders that you didn't get to because this took you a while. And so now you've gone through, pulled out every. Now, think about what you've done. You did a quick run through, nothing. You did a slower run through looking at the folder titles, nothing. You pulled out every folder and looked throughout every individual paper, nothing. So now you go into the sanctuary, you move all of the chairs back, right, until it's just a flat thing. You've got the fellowship hall and everything. And so now you open up every file folder, lay out every sheet of paper on the floor all the way through, and so now everything is covered, and you still don't find it. So now you go get a Makita power drill, right, or a DeWalt or whatever, right, and you go to the filing cabinet, and you take the filing cabinet completely apart because it could be stuck in somewhere. So now I walk in and I see every sheet of paper in the four-drawer filing cabinet out all over the floor. I see the pieces of the filing cabinet out all over the floor, and you still don't have the sheet of paper. What should you conclude at this point? That the piece of paper is not in there. That's exactly the way people do with worry. They spend hours upon hours upon hours looking for a solution at a place it isn't. Your solution is not in your bank account. It's not in your job. It's not in your hard work. It's not in your kids. It's not in your spouse. You don't find the answer there. You find the answer in the Lord for everything. Everything. Absolutely everything. Everything that pertains to life and godliness is found there. And so the reason he's asking you to quit worrying is quit fooling with the file folders and spend time with me. Trust me. Now, again, let's kind of go back at this. He says this, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Right there, that shoots in the foot the whole argument about Paul's thorn in the flesh being given to him by God to keep him from being exalted. People say, well, God gave him a thorn in the flesh to keep him from being exalted. You're lying about it. You're actually supposed to be exalted. It says right here, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. It's not that God is against you being exalted. It's against God. It is against you being exalted. Let me say it this way. Let me back up. God is not against you being exalted. He's against you exalting yourself. And that's why he wants you to humble yourself under your mighty hand, because you're not qualified to exalt yourself. Now, you know, I've talked about this today. I've talked about going through the filing cabinet, talking about you just rumming through your head, every brain cell in your head, trying to find an answer. Right now, you've got a situation. You need a miracle. And you've tried everything you can think of. It's gone on for so long, but you need a miracle because the answer is not within yourself. Well, I got good news for you today. Today's Thursday, and it's Miracle Thursday. We've had some miraculous reports that we're excited about, but we want you to receive your miracle today. I'm asking you to take your mind off of the filing cabinet and quit going through your brain cells, and now fix your mind right now on Jesus and the fact that he wants to help you. He wants to exalt you out of your problem. You just need to give him yourself and your worry. I want you to think about what it is that you need from him. Right here and right now, Jesus is in love with you, and you need a miracle. And the good news is he wants you to have it. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle now. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, I have my miracle. Thank you, Lord, miraculous power is flowing into me, into every aspect of my life, affecting a change. Because, Lord, you care for me, and I humble myself before you, Lord. And I receive your love and your kindness right now, in Jesus' name. Please contact us and tell us what God just did for you. We want to hear about it, and we want to share it with the world. Listen to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear.